You are listening to the OneOfUs.net Podcast Network.
You've listened to OneOfUs.net for years. Quality shows that have made you laugh and maybe even cry. But did you know they produce podcasts that you may not have even heard of? For just a few dollars a month, you have the opportunity to hear quality podcasts like The Breakfast Pub,
Clegane Bowl 2016, get hyped, motherfuckers!
The Original Gentleman.
I see this as an avenue to you becoming a huge chick magnet.
Oh, yeah.
And the Watch a Movie With Us series.
By the way, anybody thinking that his makeup is a little bit heavy here does not remember the 80s.
Oh, she's thinking about banking babies right now.
Oh, it turned into a phallic symbol.
Become a subscriber to OneOfUs.net and choose your level of giving from Red Shirt, Brown Coat, Time Lord, and Jedi. And know that your donation will help bring quality oral entertainment to you for years to come. Thank you. And may Cthulhu devour your house last.
Welcome to a brand spanking new edition of Five and Out. I'm Wes, and Steve is gone because he peaced out before we could record the intro. But we are doing a brand new top five for you. What is that top five, Steve? God damn it, why did you leave? So we are doing our top five original commercial songs. Not necessarily the really short one or two line jingles, but actual the 30 second to 60 second songs. These aren't popular songs. Like, we give examples like the Like a Rock. We're not talking about those. We're talking about just the original songs. So guys, I'm going to stop wasting your time. Let's get to the show because it's a good one. Steven, happy Memorial Day.
Yes, indeed. Happy post-Memorial Day to you.
Oh, happy post and pre next year's Memorial Day.
Yes. Accurate and foolish.
How was your Memorial Day?
Awesome, dude.
What'd you do?
It was one of those great weekends of I did a lot of things, but I never felt rushed going from one thing to the next. It was just like, cool, we're going to hang out on this porch a little while. We're going to have a couple of beers. Mm-hmm. Then we're going to go over to my other friend's house. We're going to do some grilling. Then we're going to go to the beach. It was just this really great, relaxing, but yet fun, just nicely paced weekend. It was great.
You had a lot of stuff to do, but it wasn't too packed.
Exactly. Cool. Yeah, it was good. You cannot overemphasize the importance of pace. We talk about it in movies. We talk about it in video games. But you got to think about the pace in life, my friend.
That's right. Well, while you were here, I was out in the wilds of Denver, Colorado.
Oh, my, do you say Colorado? How to say it again?
Colorado.
Is it Colorado or Colorado?
It's somewhere in the middle. Colorado.
Colorado. Yeah, you say Colorado.
Yeah.
I say Colorado.
Because it's, well, I think Colorado is pretty rad.
Oh, boy.
God. Hey, one of us has to do the dad jokes, and if you're not going to do them, I'm going to pick up the slack.
Thank you, Uncle Wes.
You're welcome.
So what brought you out to Colorado?
I have a sister. Thank you. I have a sister out there, so a bunch of the mom's side and I decided to go out there to visit her because we hadn't been. I got to climb a mountain, and I got to see my mom smoke weed for the first time.
Hold on. Obviously, the bigger story here is mom smoking a J.
But, I don't know. The mountain was pretty nice.
Let's just go to the mountain real quick. Are we talking you're in a harness, you know, like putting chalk on the hands, going up handholds, or how are we doing it?
No, I'm not ready for that yet. It's a cross between hiking up the mountain and then clambering over rocks.
Okay.
Yeah.
So no special equipment required.
No ropes, no hooks, none of those pointer things you put into the
laser
rock.
Pointers. Yes.
Laser pointers. Yeah, right. Yeah. That's why there's so many cats diving off the mountains.
Everyone thinks it is a mass cat suicide area.
That's right.
Turns out serial cat killer over there.
So I got to climb that, and then my mom smoked weed for the first time in 30 years. Because as we know, pot is legal in Colorado.
Right. How does she react to weed?
It was, for me, she reacted like a normal person would. Just very giggly and just kind of ridiculous. For me, though, it was a nightmare.
Why?
Because she kept trying to get me to smoke with her.
Really?
Yeah.
Did anyone else smoke with her, or was it just her?
A couple of my sisters did.
Do they also? How old are they?
One's 27 and the other's 23.
Okay, we are mature women.
Sure.
Making their own decisions.
That's right. And I don't know. She kept trying to peer pressure me into doing it. And hey, let me just say, I'm no stranger, but I don't make it a practice because it makes me paranoid. But I don't want to smoke with my mom.
Why not?
I just think that would be weird.
What's weird about it?
I don't know. Maybe because whenever I used to do it, I would be like, oh, I'm doing something wrong. And then doing it with my mom would be like, but mom, I'm supposed to be doing something wrong away from your eyes.
I don't know. I mean, I could definitely understand why it would be a little bit weird, but at the same time, I don't know. There's just part of me that's like, it's such a department. Like, I think it'd be weird if you went to your mother's house, you know, back in Hamilton, Illinois, mm-hmm. and she's like, hey, Wes, thanks for coming out to visit. You want to light up this blunt? It's like, mom, I do not. This is weird. But I don't know, there's something kind of fun about the idea of the, like, this family going to a place where it is legal, and your mom basically says, ah, fuck it, let's go.
Maybe if she hadn't, the first thing she said to me at the airport when they picked me up was, hey, guess what? I have some pot. It's like, mom, you barely said hello to me. And so you're opening up with that.
So this is part of the vacation for her.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know.
It was a big weekend for her.
I think it'd be fun to do.
You could do it with your mom, you think?
I'm not saying it wouldn't be weird.
Yeah.
It definitely would be weird. But I think with those circumstances, it depends on, I mean, how I feel in the moment, I suppose. But I think in general, I'd be like, cool, this could be one of those just like random times that like 10 years from now, like, hey, mom, remember that time we went to Denver and got stoned out of our minds? It's like, nope, and we're never going to talk about it again. You know, like, but if you know that you get paranoid during like your sisters and your mom, like they're giggly and laughing, like you don't want to be, yeah, I'll smoke.
Oh God, no! What is time?
Yeah, you don't want to do that either.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's a bit of a tricky situation, I suppose.
Sure, and I don't want to be. The key is I can't be uncomfortable when I do it because then I definitely will get paranoid.
Sure.
So well, that's then why.
It's good to know that. That's how you react to it then, and not put yourself in that situation. That's good.
Thank you. Even though my mom tried her best to peer pressure me into it.
I hope she was like, come on. All the cool kids are doing it. Like your sisters.
Like, let's all point a laugh at him, guys.
God, aren't you so much more successful than Wes? Because you're smoking weed? Children I love more?
It's like you were there.
It's like, God, mom, that is pretty intense.
Jesus. And then she shoved me in a locker.
You're a total mistake, and I wish you never happened.
Whoa.
Sorry, honey. It's the weed talking.
Oh, all right, then.
That's fair.
So any other exciting things happening? Have you been watching anything?
Hold on. I want to go back to Denver real quick.
Okay. You literally want to go to Denver?
So if you'll excuse me, I'm going to put the mic down. I'll be back in a weekend
or
so. All
right, see ya.
What did you, have you, had you been to Denver? You said you had not been before.
I had been to Dillon, Colorado, which is up in the mountains, but I had never been to Denver.
So is it a place that you'd like to go back to? Is it a cool place?
I would. It's a nice big city. It's got a, but it's not as, I guess, packed and vertical as Chicago. I loved being able just to take a 40-minute drive to climb up a mountain, and it does have its own improv scene there, which is cool to see.
That is cool.
So yeah, I would definitely go back to.
Do you think that'd be a place that potentially, if like say you had been given a good job offer or something, you would consider moving that away?
I would consider it. I don't know if I would ever pull the trigger.
Okay.
You know.
All right.
Especially if my sister wasn't out there anymore, I don't know if I'd be able to do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just wondering. Yeah.
What about you, man? Have you ever been to Denver?
I've never been.
It's a magical place.
Apparently.
We had to go through a wardrobe to get there.
Colorado.
That's right.
My favorite. No, I've never been. It's definitely a place that I would like to go, but it's definitely a place that I'm not making plans out of my way to go to.
Why not?
I don't know. I just feel like there's other places I haven't been that I'd rather take the time and money to go see.
I feel like I have to defend Denver now.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm not taking.
What do you have against Denver?
You were a total mistake.
Jesus,
God, that's just the water talking. I mean, it seems cool. It seems fine.
Yeah,
but like, I would rather go to Seattle/Portland. I'd rather go back to Boston. Mm-hmm. I think I'd rather go to Austin, Texas, which I know you fairly recently went to.
Fairly recently, like 20 years ago.
Oh, I thought. Oh, you said you wanted to go.
I want to go.
Excuse me.
I will be going probably sometime in the fall.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's other places on the hit list that I think I'd rather go. Mm-hmm. But I mean, Denver's probably that like next tier city I'd like to go see after that. But
okay. Okay.
Yeah. I guess because I'm not an outdoorsy dude. So like when I think Denver, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna go climb a mountain or kayak or something like that. And to me, I'm like, I'd rather go check out the music scene in Austin or go eat barbecue in Austin. Just
sure.
I don't know. It's not.
Sounds like you really want to go to Austin.
I mean, Austin sounds pretty cool. but otherwise, I made an almost catastrophic mistake this weekend.
What happened?
And I was like, you know, I've got a little time here in between doing stuff. I'm gonna play a game for a little. What am I gonna play? And I'll pop in Civ 5.
Oh boy! Oh boy!
The ultimate time waster. And I just love the game. I just love it, and I do the same thing every time. I restart the game 100 times.
Until you destroy everybody.
You know, it's not even that. Like, I just love the beginning part of the game so much, of like getting your first city settled and then getting your second and third city up and going, that once you kind of get those up, the middle of the game is just kind of, it's more management instead of expansion, really.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like that part as much. So I realize I kind of get to that part of the game. I'm like, I don't like these cities anymore. I'm going to start over. It's either that or I start attacking everybody.
Yeah.
It's really out of boredom. It's like,
sure, sure.
Either kill all of my own people by never playing anymore, or I kill everybody else.
Sure.
So I'm like, we're in year 1350. I've got a pretty good army. I could probably take this civilization. Let's see what happens. And everyone's like, you're a warmonger. I'm like, no. But I'll kill you if you say I am.
I'm just bored. And you were a mistake. Oh, God.
Oh, God. It's just the nukes talking.
Sorry. Well, I started playing Dragon Age Origins. And speaking of a time suck, oh, my God. It is, I'm going to spend hours upon hours of my life playing this game. I've already spent like 5 hours into it. I've only just gotten past that first beginning part.
Yeah.
So, you probably won't see me for a while.
Great.
Finally.
God. Just tell us everyone you're back in Colorado.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah, so I've done that. I am up to date on the old GOT, the Game of Thrones.
I am not. I have not seen the last episode. Any more weird penises in this one?
Less dong.
Okay.
Less dong. Excuse me.
Got a little something in your throat there. Seems like.
I start talking about dongs, I get all verklempt. No, less dong. Not quite as an impactful an episode, I thought, as the previous.
Mm-hmm.
But we are now in, what, the last 3 episodes? Now? I think that was 6, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was that episode 6?
Yes.
So now we have
4.
7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah,
yes.
So 4 left. And we know that number 9 is the doozy. Every season, number 9 is the doozy. So
mm-hmm.
we are. And I've kind of felt like this season is a bit. I'm kind of on autopilot, just waiting for. I'm waiting for. Okay, spoilers. Not major spoilers, but just these are general things happening in Game of Thrones. But
mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right, White Walkers, let's. Let's get down to that wall. Okay? You know, let's start putting some pressure on. Like, all right, Daenerys, let's get across the sea. What do
sure.
you say?
Sure.
And I'm like, God, what's his name? Bolton.
Roose. No.
Roose?
Yeah, his father.
No, that's Bruce.
It's Roose.
Is it Roose?
It's Roose.
That is a terrible name.
I know, but it's a Game of Thrones name.
It's Ramsay. Ramsay Bolton.
Ramsay Bolton. I'm looking it up because I'm not a
Ramsay
idiot.
Needs to. Something's got to happen with that dude. Like, at this point, I'm like, all right.
The Roose Bolton.
God,
definitely not Bruce.
What a fucking awful name.
Well, spoilers.
Add it to the list for my potential name for my child. Roose. Man.
Oh, yeah. Your son or daughter is going to get waylaid with that name.
Yeah. So I'm just, right now I'm like, all right. Ready for the other, you know, shoe to fall.
Ready for the end game, if you will.
Yeah, I want to see some big moves made. I'm kind of out of my minor move mode. I want big moves being made.
Because if you think about it, Stannis had a couple seasons before he made his move, and Daenerys has had, now it's in the sixth season of trying to make her move.
But you know what? I mean, so she's taking care of the Dothraki. She's taking care of...
Remember, I haven't seen the last episode.
No, I know. Okay. These are major big... Like, you have to be seasons behind for this. But now, you know, she's taking care of... Well, when I say took care of, she got out of the Dothraki in that originally with her mares called Drogo. And then now she took care of a marine, essentially, you know, or is in the process of that. So I mean, she's done bigger things, I suppose. And then the whole issue with the dragons.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know. I'm just ready to, like, we get it. We fucking get it.
You know what? I think the Game of Thrones power couple is going to be Daenerys and Tyrion. Those two are going to get it on.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nah.
It's going to be the weirdest sex where I'm always half turned on and half disgusted.
Nah, yikes.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be great.
Well, that's you know what we should do next week? We should do before episode 9 airs, we should do bold predictions for the end of the season going into the next season.
Ooh, interesting. Okay.
So we'll table that.
All right. Well, I have a public service announcement for everybody listening out there. So I went on a date last night, and before every date, I always look down there to see if I need to trim. Not that I expect that down there will come into play.
But you hope.
But hey, you know what? Whenever I get into a car, I don't expect to get into a crash, but I always wear a seatbelt.
Nice.
So I don't expect it, but just in case, I'd rather it's taken care of. So that's my first PSA. Take care of yourself down there, gentlemen, especially if you expect your partner to do the same. My second PSA is if you do that, don't hurry.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Don't rush. Don't rush.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, just let that sink in.
I think it did sink in, didn't it?
It did a little bit. Yeah.
Can I ask what the apparatus was you were using?
I was using my bathroom scissors, which is just a pair of scissors
keep
in my bathroom.
No.
Yeah.
Dude, no, you're doing about it all wrong.
What do you use?
Toenail
clippers.
All right, let's, we want a little PSA as well?
Yeah, let's do it.
I was, here's a little story for you.
Oh, God.
This is the part where I need to be in a dark corner of a bar somewhere, like, as you tell the story and I turn, oh, yeah. So I take a shot of whatever. I've been there. I, too, in my youth, was using scissors as well. And there was a scar, friend. There was a scar to prove my folly. So from that day, I said, this will never, ever happen again. And it wasn't my focus I was concerned about. It was the tool I was concerned about.
Sure.
I went out and I bought a trimmer. It's like basically a beard trimmer kind of thing, because I don't have a beard, so I can't use that. But you use that thing, and you are fucking golden.
Okay.
Gold. It's got a fucking safety guard on it, man.
Okay.
A safety guard. And it's faster. It's more precise. It is a more consistent finish, if you will.
But it wasn't around the... I nicked myself in the giblets, if you will.
No!
Yeah!
Mine was above.
It was above.
It was above.
Sure.
The, that area there.
Sure.
That's where my scar is.
Okay.
So you're going sizz on the package? Dude!
I mean, I want to get every around, you know?
Dude, no! God, no!
Just
those things they're so unpredictable in the movement. You can't be down there with dual blades. What you thinking, dude?
It was never a problem before. I'm able to handle myself down there.
My God, man, you have been playing with fire for years. You're lucky this is your first burn. Sweet God, man.
Hey, man, I've always been good. It's never been a problem.
Do you not use a razor on the package?
A razor?
Yeah.
Like no.
A face razor?
No.
Oh, friend.
I don't have an electric razor.
No. Not one of those.
Do you use a straight razor?
I use sharpened so I can cut through steel. No, like a Mach 3 style razor. Not a 3, though.
Wait, this is getting maybe a little TMI. Did you shave down there?
Hey, here we go ahead. Here we go, everybody. If you're not interested in the talk of in-depth manscapage, you can go ahead and you fast forward for a minute or two.
Spoilers for Wes and Steve's packages here.
And ladies, maybe an enticement. But that is up to you.
Wait, do you completely shave down there?
You gotta take care of the on the fun bag, if you will.
There's so many metaphors.
There's so many slang terms.
Yeah. It's completely shave.
Yeah.
Like a newborn babe.
Yeah. I mean, all yeah. Right. Yeah, man. That's how you do it.
I just keep it trimmed up.
No.
Well,
no.
I've been doing it with scissors.
No, well, that's, you're, my God, man. My God.
How do you trim around everything?
That part, so you trim the top part. You keep that manageable at the top. You want to bring it down like you're bald like a newborn baby up there.
Yeah.
You gotta have that. You want to keep that managed down.
Well, trim. that's what I'm saying.
Right, but once you get down to the meat and taters, if you will.
I think I might.
I guess so, if we're going.
Oh, boy.
Once you get there, you want that thing devoid of as much hair as possible. That is also a performance issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yes.
You don't want little, like with the scissors, you're down to, you're leaving something no matter what. You're not shaving with that. You're always leaving something.
Mm-hmm.
Like you want that thing clean. Ready to go. Clean as a whistle.
So you use a Mach 3 razor that you would use on your face if you could grow facial hair down there.
Yeah.
But, like, say it's a hot day.
Yeah.
How do you
You go in the shower. You go. It's always in the shower.
Oh.
Soap that baby up.
Turn it, make it a little cold.
It doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, it does not hurt in many ways. Yeah. So you want to keep everything in a place where it's easy to manage.
Okay.
You want to keep the lubrication on there so there's no post-burn on
sure,
there.
Sure, sure. And then some aftershave on there afterwards.
And then your balls. You want to keep that. So you have the constant flow of water going over the top, keeping things cool, keeping things. Keeping things lubricated, keeping things cool,
okay.
And and you're getting rid of anything that's any hair, anything that's getting out of the way right away. It's just gone, and then so you don't want to be standing next to the sink, just with a dry razor on your dry balls. That is not what the doctor ordered, friend.
So what do you do in between the meat and the taters?
In between the meat and the taters.
You got to lift up the meat to, you know, get that
tater
action.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? It is, because it is a safety style razor, like it is with just a little bit of, with you take your time, it's a little bit of caution, and I've never, ever had an issue with that. Ever.
All right.
There you go.
Well, maybe I need to get myself a new nut razor.
I'm just saying, man, you keep them separated. You keep them. You don't keep the face razor.
Don't want to mix those up.
You don't want to mix them up. There's a place for each, and they're very distinct.
So you have a squeaky clean set of giblets.
Yeah.
My God.
I
always wonder why I cannot hear them rustling whenever you walk by.
It's like just bad sandpaper. No, man. You got to keep that thing. You want to keep that clean as a top.
Sure.
Yeah.
So do you do that every day? Do you shave
more often
than you shave your face?
No. God, I haven't shaved my face in ever.
Weeks.
No, it's you know, it's also one of those things too where when you're expecting, when it's a big night, you know, that sort of thing. You know, you make sure everything is in tip-top shape. You know, that sort of thing. Like,
yeah, when you go on a date, you want to wear your seatbelt.
Yeah.
And trim yourself up.
Yeah. Other times it's like one of those things where I'm like, oh man, I need to. Got to throw a Q-tip in the ear right now. Yeah, I should probably clean this up too. Boom, there we go. That's how it goes, man. There's my longer tirade on manscaping. Keep it clean. The ladies will appreciate it.
That is correct. Okay, well, speaking of nuts, hairy, and otherwise, we had to talk about last week's top five. Again, Whitney, if you're listening, thank you so much for coming on. You were amazing. But we talked about our top five action hero character hookups.
Yes.
And we got a bunch of emails in. We're going to read a few of them right here. First of all, we had Michael. Oh, and he
My put, God, he has pictures.
He has pictures.
Michael, I love you.
Michael writes in, number five, Yvonne Strahovski as Sarah Walker in the show Chuck. There you go, Steve. That's one of the reasons why I watched it.
And also, she was Miranda in Mass Effect 2 and 3, and that is just fine.
That is.
Thank you for the pictures.
His number four is Lucy Lawless as Xena.
Yeah!
And that is Carl Urban in the picture with her
no
as well.
No way,
I think
really?
That's it.
A blonde, young Carl Urban?
That's right, and this is when he had wings as well.
Wow.
Okay, so number three is Emily Blunt as the Full Metal Bitch in Edge of Tomorrow.
That
Never seen it.
That is an excellent pick. That is an excellent pick.
Oh, number two is Mila Jovovich as Lilu in The Fifth Element.
Duh.
Very nice. His number one is, oh, I didn't even think of this, Rebecca Romijn as Mystique in the X-Men series.
So I'm taking this as Blue Mystique, not as shape-shifting to somebody else.
But what he says is not only is she very limber and hot in a natural state, but she can look like anyone you wish.
Anyway, I'll tell you right now, the way she looks just with the red matted down hair and nude and blue, that works just fine for me.
All right.
Just fine for me.
There you go.
That is a killer top five.
That was a really good top five.
That is excellent.
Another one. Next one is Nicole writes in.
Yeah.
Hey, number five is Jason Scott Lee as Bruce Lee in Dragon, the Bruce Lee story. It's a lot of Lees in there.
Lots of Lees. You know what's interesting? That she's choosing a guy playing Bruce Lee as opposed to, I guess we did say characters.
That's true.
So I guess that takes Bruce Lee out of, like, Enter the Dragon because... That's an interesting...
It's like, a lot of layers in that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that's a very meta Bruce Lee pick.
She also has an alternative Matt Murdock in Daredevil.
Who's Matt Murdock? Is that Daredevil?
He's Daredevil, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Her number four is Captain America in The Winter Soldier.
Nice pick.
Well, yeah, that was your number one.
Although
half
know,
of it.
Although, I mean, I don't know if she has seen Civil War, but I mean, I think you got to give it to Civil War Cap.
Because there is a shot in there.
I mean, just that's a if nothing is going to make you want to go home and clean up the package. I mean, that shot from Civil War. And if you've seen the movie, you know the shot.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm saying, I mean, it's just hard to top that shot for me.
I know. I think every man's pants exploded and every woman's pants got drenched. So her number three is Wolverine from X-Men Days of Future Past.
Interesting again.
An older Hugh Jackman.
And I would think, I thought the lady would go with the Wolverine Hugh Jackman, where he's super cut in that one. But, okay.
Okay.
All right.
It's not like there's been a movie, in the X-Men movie, where Hugh Jackman hasn't been super cut.
Oh, there is.
Which one?
If you look at him from Wolverine... The standalone, not X-Men Origins, Wolverine, whatever. The standalone, the Wolverine versus X-1. Mm-hmm. His body is shredded in Wolverine, and he's not fat in any way, but like he doesn't look nearly as impressive in X-1. It's not even close.
Oh sure, sure.
Hugh Jackman was also he's on record saying he's like yeah I like there was some sort of conflict and so like he's like I couldn't get my body in the shape I thought it should have been for Wolverine the first movie and
sure
it's yeah.
Okay, but in Days of Future Past, he was equally ripped, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Her number two is Boromir from Fellowship of the Ring, Sean Bean.
Sean Bean!
Yeah, making the list. Number two!
Does that mean if she hooks up with Sean Bean that he has to die at the end?
Well, I mean, that's the ultimate one-night stand.
What it's one thing if he says, like, he's like, wow, we're done? Great. Kills himself. Or if he's like, I shall never know a love as good as what I just had. And then, like... Kills. That's two different ways, two different exits.
Well, you know, Sean Bean will only die if they make a sex tape.
That's
Yep. Her number one is Zoe in Firefly / Serenity.
That's on yours. Oh no, wait, Zoe.
Zoe. That is what is her name? It is Wash's wife.
Yes, she. Yeah, she's a badass. Take no prisoners. Take no guff. That's not bad.
That's not a bad pick.
That's not a bad list.
I appreciate that's your number one.
Absolutely.
Whew, man. All right, a couple more. Nick writes in his top five. Let's see. His number five is Scarlet Witch from the MCU. Elizabeth Olsen, can't
go
wrong.
She's very hot.
Or number, his number four is Rey from Star Wars. Ooh, yeah. Very attractive.
Yeah. Yes, she's very attractive. Yes. She's very attractive.
His number three is Lara Croft from the Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider?
The reboot.
The game.
The game.
Agreed 100%. I thought about Lara Croft as well, and that is the one I would select as well.
Yes.
Good pick.
His number two is Buffy Summers. He says, sorry, Wes. No, one of us had to pick, and I'm glad you did, Nick.
Thank you, Nick.
His number one is Black Widow from the MCU. That's right.
I'm not saying it's wrong. It's just so obvious.
And he adds in a little, by the way, for shame on Whitney for pfting Uncharted and Chloe Frazier. For shame.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
All right, last one. Duggar Parker Newton Games. Oh, boy. Let's try that one more time. One more time. Hold on. That didn't happen. Take two. Duggar Parker Newton Games.
Duggar Parker Newton Games.
Duggar Parker Newton Games writes in his top five. He says a little message for you that you should read afterwards. His number five is Morrigan from Darkstalkers, my obligatory fighting game pick. She's a sex demon. I'm just gonna. He goes on. I'm just gonna end it there.
She's a very, very common like cosplay character as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I don't mind the pictures. I don't mind them at all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. His number four is Lara Croft.
Okay, which one?
Current Tomb Raider reboot.
There we go. Good pick.
He says surprised she didn't show up on either of your lists. You know what? Steve thought of it but didn't include it. Yeah. I didn't think of it.
She is the action female character from all video games, really.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, everyone knows Lara Croft. Let's
sure.
Not a bad pick, though.
Do you say Laura or Lara?
What do I say?
Do you say Lara? As in Colorado?
Lara Croft. Lara Croft.
Colorado, Lara Croft.
Yes.
Okay. His number three is Inara from Firefly. She's trained in the arts of pleasure, so it would be a sensual experience unlike any other.
I mean, that's... But is she an action star?
She did give that one assassin one kick in Serenity.
See, I think it's interesting that we have three separate characters from Serenity / Firefly.
Mm.
But I don't think she's an action star.
Well, let's throw in one of his honorable mentions. He says, shit, I completely forgot my token dude pick. Poe Dameron from the Star Wars Episode 7.
Okay, so we've got Star Wars covered.
That's
we've
right.
We've got all of Joss Whedon covered.
Uh-huh. All right, his number two is Uhura from the current Star Trek reboot, Zoe Saldana.
Oh, man. I was thinking about the way to put Zoe Saldana in there. I was like, do I want the green of Guardians of the Galaxy? But I thought about Star Trek where she's super hot, but I don't know if she's action again.
You know what? She didn't really have an action scene, did she?
It's definitely, there's action components to that movie, but I don't know if I would consider her action star in, you know, action character.
Sure. I don't know. We'll have to leave it to the judges.
Which is you and me.
Okay, well, I agree, Duncan Parker Newton Gaines.
Well, I disagree, Duncan Parker Newton Gaines.
Well, so you're 50% there. His number one is the Scarlet Witch. It's like you both fucked up on the Avengers. Scarlet Witch's powers allow her to do anything she can imagine. Among other things, this means you can experience zero-G sex without the splooshy after effects of actual zero-G sex. Plus, if you want to have a three-way with Cap and Thor, she can make that happen.
Fair.
Hell, she could put together an all-adventure orgy just for you. Think big.
Yeah, but then what's that fucking guy I hate? He'd show up.
Vision.
Vision. Vision would show up. Vision would be this super polite British douchebag in the middle of our feel-good orgy. Everyone's like, oh, Black Widow, come on over here. What's up, Scarlet Witch? She's like, oh, dear, excuse me for... Oh, I've got this jewel in my head. Come on! Vision... What and why are your why is your area blurred like cops?
Is it even trimmed?
What? Oh God, Vision!
Come on now.
God, I just hate Vision so much.
I know you do. Guys, thank you so much for writing in. We always love hearing what you have to say. But Steve, we have to get to this week's top five. What is this week's top five?
This is our top five original commercial songs.
Okay. So what do you mean by that?
So we're not talking jingles.
Like no.
a jingle / kind of tagline. An example would be, you know, like
Hot Pockets! Hot Pockets!
That'd be one. Or like, oh, what's the State Farm one? I just blanked on the State Farm
like one. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Like, that's not a song. Uh-huh. That's just a little jingle. So we're talking about songs that are used in commercials, but they are songs for the commercial.
That's right. We're not talking about popular songs that they play in a Coke ad or something.
For example, the Like a Rock song for the old Chevy commercial. That's a Bob Seger song that they used for the commercial. That's So we're talking about songs written for commercials.
Sure.
And I got to tell you, dude, I've had so much fun with this list.
Oh, my God, dude. I have so many jingles. I didn't realize I could have 8 different songs stuck in my head at once.
So I've been talking about this today with a couple of guys at work. And all day at work, we're just going back and forth with each. We're like, oh, yes! And we all join in with it. Oh, so get ready for these things to be in your head for the next couple of days, everybody. So with that being started, I'm going to start because I just can't contain it anymore.
There you go.
This is the least complex song of my top 5.
What is it?
Well, we're going back to the mid-90s. We're going back to the games. We're going back to a game I never played, but I always wanted to just because of the song. And it goes, Crossfire! You get caught up in it!
Crossfire!
And that's really the only words of the song. Crossfire, you get caught up in it. Crossfire, you get caught up in the
Crossfire!
And so I was listening to some of these songs today just to make sure they were correct in my head. And there are so many covers of this song. And the best of these, like, 80s hair metal guys are just – because it's just such that era of song that would make sense. It's – I know it's in the 90s, but it's perfect for an 80s hair metal band. It's like, bah, 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 Crossfire! Like, and it's – oh, dude. The commercial's fantastic. They at the end, the one kid defeats the other, and the kid spins and spins and spins and, like, flies off into space. Oh, it's fantastic, dude.
So one of the reasons why I didn't make my list is because whenever I think of Crossfire, I always
get caught up in it.
I immediately think of you going, Deathstalker! And I tear off my shirt in anger and agony.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, it is not.
When two great things combine, they become even greater.
I'm going to punch you so hard, you're going to grow hair on your nuts.
So, number 5, Crossfire, board game from the 90s.
My number 5, and this is the one that I was trying to pull up a music clip to on my phone because I cannot remember the words, and I just looked up the lyrics, and there are none online. But it's basically... have you had your break today? Have you had your break today?
Yeah. Is that a McDonald's song?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but the commercial I was trying to pull up is like, it starts off kind of slow, like found music, found beats. Then like the chorus starts coming in and they start singing like a round where it's like, have you had your break today? Like, it was so good.
It's like a McDonald's gospel church song.
Well, maybe not gospel church, but like just like something below that, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It was like, it was really uplifting and heartening. I loved it when I was a kid and... yeah, I just loved it. And I really don't like McDonald's anymore, but man, damn, do I love that song.
A little trivia factoid for you. I don't know if you knew this. For McDonald's, the ba-da-bum-bum-bum, I'm loving it.
Mm-hmm.
You know who wrote that?
Kid Rock.
Justin Timberlake.
What?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. It is a testament to Justin Timberlake that he could probably retire after writing that. He has continued.
Yeah, that's, I mean, really, when looking at the great accomplishments that Justin Timberlake has done, that's got to be number one.
Yeah, it's got to be number one.
Not sleeping with Britney Spears and Scarlett Johansson and Jessica Biel. Nope.
Nope. Nope. Nope.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I fucked her.
What? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
It's like, Justin, who are you talking about? Everybody.
Like, well, that's probably true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. Yep. And he probably loved it, or at least they did. All right. Now, my number 4. Or excuse me, my top 4, fucking bulletproof, man.
Sure.
Bulletproof.
Lay it on me.
So, Toys R Us. Toys R Us number 4.
Yep, yep.
Where okay. Does it land on yours?
Nope.
Oh!
I know, it was an honorable mention.
So, again, child of the 90s. I think this commercial premiered in the 80s. But talk about a song that just sells what you're trying to sell here. You know, it's like, and you know how it goes, right?
Oh,
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. There's a million things at Toys R Us that I can play with. From bikes to trains to video games, it's the biggest toy store there is. I don't want to grow up, because if I did, I wouldn't be a Toys R Us. And here's the kicker. There are certain versions of this song where right at the end here, they do this little, like, jazzy thing where, like, I don't want to grow up, because if I did, I wouldn't be a Toys R Us. And then they cut in and go, don't want to grow up, don't want to grow up, I wouldn't be a Toys R Us kid. Yeah! It's Toys A. Toys R Us is a fucking jam when you are... I mean, now, Toys R Us is still a jam to me, and I'm 31.
Yeah.
But especially from, like, 6 to 12 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Toys R Us is where it's at, man.
You know what? I always wanted to go to Toys R Us when I was growing up, but I couldn't.
Why?
Because I didn't live near a Toys R Us.
God, your life is so sad.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Oh, dude, I live by several Toys R Uses.
Oh, look at Mr. Fancy Pants.
Just saying, man. I had the opportunity, and I seized it.
Oh, great. I'm sure you went up and down the aisles and played with all the toys.
Although, that was one of the only places that I got mom-voiced. Oh. Mom threatened and mom follow throughed on.
Oh.
And I still have not forgotten it to this day.
What happened?
That we went and my mom had a couple of toys in the cart for me or whatever.
My mom had a couple of drinks and
mom had a couple of drinks, slapped me around in the middle of Toys R Us. Said, "This is your fault. I'm sorry, it's just the drinks."
Sorry, oh God.
We were walking through Toys R Us and she had a couple of things for me. I think we were buying for like another kid's birthday party or whatever, and I got a toy. And I guess I was being a little shit about something. And she's like, "You're going to stop that or else we're putting everything back and we are leaving this store." And I was like, in my little, I don't know, 6-year-old, I was like, "Yeah, well, I'm not going to stop." And I did something stupid, whatever it was. And my mom left the cart right there. She grabbed my hand and we walked out of Toys R Us.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, "But wait, but the toys. They were already in the cart. Like, that's the hardest part. Like, to get you to let me put them in the cart. It's the hardest part of the whole thing. But now, wait, why am I at home?
What? Those toys are going to be so lost and alone.
Oh, mother, I've made a horrible mistake." And like, I was a very valuable lesson I learned that day.
That's right.
But, and then like right after that, of course I go home, and I'm sure like the Toys R Us, "I don't want to grow up." Like, "No! Toys R Us, no!" But, that being said, that song is a jam.
It is.
The store is a jam, and they are a perfect marriage.
My number four is... An interesting thing about growing up in the 90s is you have all these great commercials with these great songs, but then they come out with different versions of those same songs. So you have the basic song, and then you have the jazzy version, or then you have the soulful version,
sure,
or the chorus version, or the a cappella version. So my number four is a double your pleasure, double your fun. It's a statement of the great mint of double mint gum. But I remember I couldn't find it online. I remember there was a very jazzy, like, almost like you said before, gospel church, where there's a bunch of clapping and the song played, and I could not find it online, but that was the one I was thinking of.
So you like commercials that bring you closer to God. Is that what you're
saying? That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm looking for. McDonald's also, and some gum and some God, and I'm good.
That's right. That's the Holy Trinity right there. God, McDonald's, and gum.
Give it to me one more time.
Double your pleasure, double your fun. That's the statement of the great mint, double mint gum.
Yeah!
Nice.
Yeah, nailed it. I feel like almost all of them are better with a good yeah at the end.
Mm-hmm.
That's, man.
Oh, yeah.
I always remember these commercials with, it's always twins doing stuff, you know, riding tandem bikes and that kind of stuff.
Doing other twin stuff. I remember I saw Tia and Tamara Mowry on
there. Oh, yeah.
Remember them?
Oh, yeah.
On the show, Sister, Sister. Like that?
That doesn't make my list of top five anything.
No.
Except for sitcoms from the 90s featuring African-American twins.
Yep. That makes it top three at least.
That's barely. Yeah, that'll do it. How do you feel about double mint gum, though?
You know what? I can't remember a time when I've had it. I've always been a Big Red or Bubblicious man.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You don't go mint gum, period.
I mean, I'm sure I've done, like, a spearmint before.
Bubblicious?
Yeah.
Really?
I like the fruity gum.
When was the last time you bought a pack of Bubblicious gum?
See, Steve, I don't really buy gum anymore.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know, because like, as, you know, a few years ago when I started taking care of my teeth again, they were like, okay, so no sugary gum, no sugary drinks. I'm like, I'll follow one of those. And that's no sugary gum.
It's a coin flip here, so.
Yeah.
Huh. I guess I chew gum fairly often because since I work in sales and I talk to people all the time, mm-hmm. I want to make sure I'm not blasting dudes with some, like, you know, 3:30 p.m. after I've had a cup of coffee breath.
Sure, sure.
So actually what happens now when I go to work, after I eat lunch, I mouthwash.
Trim up down there.
Trim it. I trim twice a day.
That's right.
Three, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. After lunch, I mouthwash because I don't want residual lunch hanging out there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, when you eat a piece of pizza and you have the toppings just dripping down your face.
And you realize you have the entire crust in the right side of your cheek. Oh, man, I should have either chewed and or swallowed that part of my meal and not just let it hang out and marinate in my mouth. Maybe some mouthwash will take care of that.
Well, I mean, you eat all of your Italian food by just putting it on your face.
Yeah, that's my preferred method of ingestion.
Yep, that's
osmosis
right.
Via pores on my face.
Yeah, it doesn't work very well, Steve.
Well, to each his own, I guess.
So no, moral of the story is I don't chew gum anymore unless someone has a pack of gum. Like, hey, you want some gum? I'm like, you know what? Yeah, I do.
If it's Bubblicious or Big Red, I will.
I am on board. If not, see you later, pal.
You can fuck right off. Which brings me to my, oh, God, my top three.
I mean, we have to have the same top three.
I don't think we do.
Oh, yeah?
I bet you do not have my number three.
Okay, what is it?
And this is part of the reason why I love it so much, is the opening. It's going to be loud. I apologize. This is how it's going to have to go down. Because this is how the song actually starts.
Oh, God.
Pizza in the morning, pizza in the evening, pizza at supper time. When pizza's on a bagel, you can have pizza anytime. Yeah!
That's my number two!
Yeah! All right, then.
Yeah!
Because honestly, I mean, I would never, ever forget pizza in the morning, pizza in the evening. Pizza at supper time. But I did forget that the commercial starts with like a 5-second hold of the word pizza. And he just like almost like Scott Stapp like rumbles in like, pizza! Like it's – I was like, yeah, this is going to be on my list. And that's maybe like my number five. And then I played the commercial one more time. I was like, oh, yes. Yes. And you know what? I will occasionally make my way into a Toys R Us.
Uh-huh.
I have never played the game Crossfire. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you what, I still eat bagel bites.
Do you really?
Sure do.
I don't think I haven't had a bagel bite since I had to have been 12.
My wife loves bagel bites.
You picked...
Loves them.
Picked the best woman in the world.
She had them 2 nights ago for dinner. Yep, she loves them. Although, I don't know if there is a food that is more dangerous to the roof of your mouth than a pizza bagel bite.
Ooh, man, that's tough. I can't think of anything.
I mean,
unless it's like a bladed sandwich.
Oh, those are so good, though.
They are really good.
So a bladed salami on rye.
Ooh,
oh,
man, with light mayo.
Perfect.
Delicious.
Gotta have that light mayo.
Mm-hmm.
But pizza on its own, very, very easy to burn the roof of your mouth.
Yeah.
But once you put it in these little kind of bite-sized little bit, like, oh, they're so cute.
Yeah. And I remember I tried to, like, outsmart this system by flipping it over. And, of course, the topic just fell right off onto my lap. Of course they did.
And burned your freshly shaven balls.
Yeah, straight through them.
Straight through into the... I had a protective layer of hair.
That's exactly how it went down.
Man, so, I mean, whether you're having pizza in the morning, pizza in the evening, or even pizza at supper time, you can have pizza on a bagel at any time. So,
wow.
That's my number three.
That was my number two, so again, I think we're going to have the same top three. But I'm going to throw in an honorable mention that it was one of the first things I thought of to not make my top five, and I thought of it because it was featured on the last season of Mad Men. Have you ever seen that 1970s Coke commercial that's...
If I could buy the world a Coke.
If I could buy the world a Coke. Yeah. Just thought of that. Like, that's a really fun commercial, and it was a really great ad campaign, and it's kind of a catchy song, but didn't make my list.
To me, that is a thing of eras that are like generational type thing that I only know of it when they talk about like great ad campaigns and whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know this song. It didn't mean anything to me. It did like, oh, it was a thing that happened then. Cool, you guys can have it. See ya. That's yours.
Sure, sure. But that's my honorable mention. Now, what's your number two?
All right. So, my number dos.
I mean, are we just going to start singing it together?
It doesn't matter what comes. Fresh goes better with life. With mentals fresh and full of life. Nothing gets to you. Staying fresh through and through. With mentals fresh and full of life. Fresh goes better. Mentos freshness. Fresh goes better with mentals.
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
It's fresh goes better with Mentos fresh and full of life.
I thought it was fresh tastes better.
That's fine. Fresh tastes better. Whatever, that's fine.
Fresh tastes better with Mentos fresh and full of life. Okay, we
Mentos, the fresh maker.
Okay, I think that was an A effort, but we've got to work on that last line.
Yeah. We do, for sure.
Sure.
But reasons why this is on there. A, it's a fucking jam.
Yeah.
As soon as the first part starts... It doesn't matter what comes. Like, immediately you start, like, it almost looks like you're downhill skiing. You kind of get this, like, side-to-side rock. You're like, yeah, doesn't matter what comes. But I'm going side to side. My shoulders won't stop moving. So you get that, and the song is 31 seconds long.
Yeah.
All of Mentos commercials are 31 seconds long. And the commercials themselves are so great.
I remember, I can only remember two, but it was the one where that one chick is parked in and she pops a Mentos like, I got it. Then she, I don't know, seduces four really big burly men to pick up her car and move
all
it out of the parking
overalls, spot. Overalls, mind you. For some reason.
Really?
I think so.
Okay. Well, go on her. Go on her. That's what I just said.
Yeah, four dudes. Go on her.
Yep.
They move her car out, and she does the Mentos, the fresh maker. Uh-huh. The classic Mentos commercial to me, though, if you recall this ditty, this is where the guy in the black suit sits down on the bench that was freshly painted, mm-hmm. and the guy that's painting, he waves like, no! And the guy stands up, and you can tell he's got the job interview. And then he applies it to the rest of his suit, so now he has a white pinstripe suit! Mentos, the fresh maker.
And then that electrician dude just like, oh boy,
the electrician painter.
The electrician painter. Yep. That's what I just said. Because I was trying to think of, wasn't there a Mentos commercial that had electricity in it or something?
I'm sure. I don't think they were all Amish commercials. Mentos.
Good.
The Amish maker. We're sitting here doing the podcast. I pop a Mentos, and all of a sudden, all the electronics shut off. I have this full beard, and I'm on a horse for some reason.
Yep. but I was thinking, I thought there was something that had to do with electricity that, whatever.
I don't know. That one,
I can't think of it.
I can't remember all of the commercials.
Well, that's on you.
That is my own fault.
That's your cross to bear.
God, in the end, just that sweet, sweet crescendo. So good. Mm. It's a perfectly contained 30-second song.
Yep.
Perfectly contained.
That's why it was my number three originally. I had two and three switched.
Oh, all right. Well, I stole your two and your three.
Yes, you did, and you're probably going to steal my number one, too.
All right, we'll see.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we will. Anyway, so I'm going to throw in, this did not make my list, but it was one of the first things I thought of, and I remember just how much I hated this song.
Oh, no.
The meow, 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 meow.
Meow, 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 meow,
shoot me in the face. Meow, meow, meow.
You know there's actually words to that song, right?
It's meow, 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 meow.
So you do know.
Yep, okay. I got it.
No, there are actual lyrics to the song.
I
and the
don't
cat
sings
you. Them. Yes, no, there is.
No, you're lying.
Yes, no.
Stop it.
No,
you just
lying.
Made it up.
I did.
What is it?
It's my shoulders are shimmying, I can't stop, and Mentos is the best mint out there.
Well, so Meow Mix was actually was advertising for other products as well.
Yeah, it's very, it's a very meta commercial,
cross promotional.
I want chicken, I want liver, meow mix, please deliver.
I remember this now.
Yes,
it's terrible.
Yeah, it's sung by a gorgeous cat.
A gorgeous, gorgeous cat.
Amish cat.
Yep. Who was riding a horse?
Obviously.
So that is something, another one that I thought of. Let's never speak of it again. Let's go to our number one. I'm
iconic,
sure.
Not one of my favorites, though.
No.
That's for sure. Does your number one start like this? Every day I wake up, pour myself a cup of that rich Folgers aroma. The best part of waking up is that doo-wop, doo-wop, that all I do. Mango aroma always coming through. Oh, the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
Nailed it. That was nice. Five.
That was good. We should be out. But instead.
No, we got to talk about it now.
Talk like some dummies.
I went through a huge a cappella phase throughout high school and college. And of course, I sang this song all the goddamn time.
Because yes.
Rockapella.
Yep.
Is a great a cappella group.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Rockapella also, of course, as we all know as children of the 90s, very famous for their work on Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego,
mm-hmm.
which. I mean, that's in the top theme songs of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Period.
Did it make our top TV theme songs?
Man, if it didn't, gross oversight.
Oh, yeah.
Gross oversight.
But yeah, this one is a goddamn jam.
And the thing is that they sing it in the commercial, the actual, 30-second commercial. But maybe if you're not a fan, maybe you don't know, there is a second verse.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts right back. Like, now I'm back in harmony. We're not going to do the whole thing. I do the whole
with one. That doo-wop, doo-wop, doo-dee.
Oh! It's one more cup and it's a shoo-wop, shoo-wop for me. Oh. I mean, it's good
nailed
stuff.
It. We nailed it. We nailed it again.
It's so good. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. Yeah, we're not going to do a second verse. Not going to do a second verse. I've listened to that song more than any other commercial because it was on my iPod.
Oh, yeah. Like,
very few commercial jingles get iPod status.
That's true, and you are serious about your music, too.
Serious about the music.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a phenomenal song.
Yeah.
It's just great. So, man, a 1-2-3 the same. Is that a first?
That is a first.
I think that's a first.
That is a first.
I think we've had three overlapping before.
Mm-hmm.
Rarely it's happened. But
1-2-3.
But on a 1-2-3, that is...
Mm-hmm.
This is uncharted seas here, friend.
This is unprecedented.
I'm going to add one honorable mention because this was my 5.5. This one just missed.
Are you about to do my honorable mention?
Oh, I've taken the others.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Give me a break. Give me a break. Bring me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar. There you go.
Man, I thought you were going to go high there, so I took the low part.
I like doing the bass part.
Okay, you do the high. I want to do it one time with you.
Give me a break. Give me a break. Bring me off a piece in that Kit Kat bar.
That's what I was looking for.
Nailed it.
That's only two takes. Not bad.
That's right.
That's a really excellent pick. And it is just long enough.
Mm-hmm.
It's close.
I'm sure there's a verse or two
there. I'm sure. It's made with delicious chocolate and some other stuff, and it's good, so Kit Kat bar. Nice. Hey, Jerry, we're gonna go ahead. We're going to cut that first.
Ooh, boy.
And Jerry's like, no, it is a complete work. Do you understand? It's chocolate and stuff, crackers and stuff. Then we get to the Kit Kat part. Is that understood?
But Jerry, you didn't mention the nougat. Like,
there is no nougat.
Is there? There's no nougat.
No.
What is that crispy stuff in there?
Crispy. That's. Well, I said.
You said crackers.
Yeah.
Like
saltine
crackers in there.
Yeah, saltines and chocolate.
Yeah.
My favorite candy.
It's delicious.
Oh God, can't get enough. That and oh God, what else is disgusting? That is not so disgusting as to offend people.
Oh, I don't know.
No, actually, that was not the one I was going to say.
Really?
This is an older one.
Okay.
But it is, this is the intro and the outro. What would you do for a Klondike bar? This is, see, everyone knows that part. Many people forget thee for that crispity coated ice cream loaded, big and thick, no room for a stick. What would you do for a Klondike bar? There's that part.
I don't remember that part at all.
And I, part of the reason I love this song so much is that, because as you remember, it's what would you do for a Klondike bar? And then they'd have the guy, they'd be interviewing the guy. Like, would you do this ridiculous thing? He's like, ah, no, I wouldn't do that. It's like, but look at the Klondike bar. He's like, well, okay, I'll start doing the thing. Like, come on, really do it. They're like, all right, fine. And they really start going at it, like, all right, here's your ice cream. And they keep going. He's like, hey, you, whoa, dude, calm down. And so every single one of those commercials went. So at one point, my friend and I thought it was very funny to make up the most ridiculous ideas of what they would actually do for a Klondike bar. It's like, mm-hmm. What would you do for a Klondike bar? It's like, would you wrestle this ravenous bear? It's like, well, I don't know. I mean, I've seen The Revenant. That's a killer bear. It's like, but look at the Klondike bar. It's like, well, maybe if I just kick the bear. Come on, it's chocolate on ice cream. And the bear like mauls the dude to death. And they just like throw the Klondike bar at him.
Like, what there you would go.
You
do?
Like, nice.
You earned it.
So that was my very, very, very close mention. So give me your top five again.
Okay, my relationship. Let me try that again. My top five is, my number five was Have You Had Your Break Today. My number four is Double Mint Gum. My number three is Mentos Freshness. My number two is Pizza in the Morning,
pizza in the Evening,
Pizza at Supper Time. You got it. My number one is the Rockapella Folgers in Your Cup.
Number five went with Crossfire.
Yeah, you got it.
We just sang the whole song.
Yep.
Number four, I'm a Toys R Us kid, and nothing is going to stop that.
That's right.
Nothing. Then again, top three, the mm-hmm. same. Pizza in the Morning. I want those Mentos for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And give me that Folgers for dinner. Yeah. Although it makes a lot more sense to do that the other way. But that's all right. So we barely touched because we had three repeats. Mm-hmm. So there's so many more out there. There's so many good ones out there.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to hear what your guys top five original commercial songs are.
Yes, you can leave a comment here on oneofus.net. You can email us at fiveplaynet@gmail.com. Steve, Facebook and Twitter.
As soon as we finish writing the greatest jingle of all time, we're on it.
Scott, you know what? If they had a jingle of their own, we might get on there faster.
It doesn't matter, Facebook or Twitter, it comes. Kit Kats and Shimmy something.
Jerry, I gotta tell you.
Pizza Bagel Bites.
Oh boy.
And Klondike Wrestle Bears.
Jerry, I don't think it's gonna work out. Yeah. It's not us, it's you.
Mr. Bucket.
Oh boy.
And some Meow Mix. And then I am an Amish
Jerry,
guy.
Jerry, for the love of God, get out.
Facebook, coming soon.
Oh, we like that last part. We'll stick with that.
All right. So, again, thank you guys so much. We want to hear what you guys have to say. If you have any top fives you'd like to hear us do in the future, by all means, please let us know. If you want to jump in on the week previous, if you got some action stars that you want to bone, let us know. And please send pictures.
That's right. But as always, I'm Wes.
I'm Steve.
That was five.
And we're out.